Genealogy by Tim, Season 4, Episode 4, recorded April 28th, 2024. Got a very short episode for you this month. Not a whole lot of new genealogy research has gone down, but I've got a server update, a podcast update, a career update, and I'm going to test out an idea for a new segment this month on Genealogy by Tim. First, let's talk about a career update. Most of my energy this month has been spent updating my resume and sending it out to potential schools in order to move out of teaching mathematics and into teaching computer science. I've been a math teacher at the School District of Philadelphia for the past 6 years, and I'm ready for a change. I passed the computer science praxis in March, received my computer science certification a couple weeks ago, and I spent a lot of time updating my resume with all the cool stuff I've been doing here at Genealogy by Tim on my own private web server. I've been on one interview so far at George Washington High School, and I'm really crossing my fingers for that one because it's not too far from the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania, and how fun would it be after work, whenever the need arises, to wheel on over to the Genealogical Society and use some of the resources and services that are available only there. The Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania is a family search affiliate library, so a lot of the images that aren't available from home on FamilySearch.org are available at the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania. And they also have a lot of collections that aren't available elsewhere. I was just researching some funeral home records, and they have their own library with many resources spanning all the counties of Pennsylvania. So cross your fingers for that one. Would be amazing to work there at Washington High School, not just because my parents went to Washington High School and my brother went to Washington High School, and it would be kind of a homecoming to work in the northeast part of the city again, the city of Philadelphia, but also would be a boon to my genealogical research to be so close to the Genealogical Society. So I interviewed for that one last week. They said they'd get back to me midweek. Haven't heard from them. That does not bode well, but keep your fingers crossed. Another potential school that I may be interviewing with soon is Lincoln High School. It's another high school in the northeast of Philadelphia. Not as close to the Genealogical Society, but still a little bit closer to my home in Jenkintown. It should shave several minutes off of my morning commute. But that's what's going on in my professional life and why my genealogical research hasn't advanced so much this month. Hopefully I'll have an update for you next month if I've been picked up by any schools to teach computer science using these skills that I've been building, keeping this home server up and running. In podcast and server news, if you are listening to this at all, you're probably aware that the podcast migration from Google Podcasts to YouTube Music has been mostly successful. When I update my RSS feed, a new video is automatically created on YouTube and available to listen through YouTube Music's podcast feature. I would have mentioned it last month, but I was already running up against a time limit there. But here is the official announcement. We are on YouTube Music. YouTube Music is live, and not only that, Google has discontinued the Google Podcasts app in the United States and will be doing so for other countries in mid to late June. So if you're an international listener and you haven't yet switched over to YouTube Music, now would be the time. In mid to late June, you won't be listening to Genealogy by Tim G on Google Podcasts anymore. And the only hiccup I've got in the migration from Google Podcasts to YouTube Music is apparently the migration process has moved only my 10 most recent episodes over to YouTube Music. Now, I could make a project out of making those other videos and adding them to the playlist. It's not super high on my priority list, but it's something I could do. If you are jonesing for some earlier episodes of Genealogy by Tim G, for the time being, you have to go through my website. You can click on the podcast page and listen in line on the website, or you can follow the RSS feed, which should make all previous podcast episodes available. On the server itself, last night I upgraded from Fedora Server 39 to Fedora Server 40. I was going to wait a couple months to do that upgrade, because when I upgraded from Fedora 38 to Fedora 39, I encountered a small bug that prevented me from launching my instance of the Gramps web software. The bug was in Fedora's version of Docker, on which Gramps web relies. That issue was resolved in a couple weeks. After a couple weeks of using Fedora 39, I was able again to launch Gramps web. So my strategy had been to wait a couple months this time before upgrading to Fedora 40 from 39, just to make sure that everything goes smoothly, all bugs have been resolved. And then I realized I didn't have a whole lot to talk about today. So why don't I upgrade from Fedora 39 to Fedora 40 and say, hey, I've got this news at least. I'm going to link in the show notes to the Fedora Magazine announcement at OMG, we're at 40, announcing the release of Fedora Linux 40 for computer nerds who run their own web servers. This is big news. You know, sometimes we get like one of these updates every couple years. We may get more than one a year occasionally. But Fedora Linux, the operating system that runs my web server, is now at version 40. Lastly, this month, genealogical research updates are few and far between. Most of my cognitive energy, as I said before, has been on my impending career change, updating my resume, getting job interviews lined up, but work transcribing genealogical information from the mumma.org website continues with the descendants of Jacob Mumma, many of whom are surprisingly close in Lancaster County, and I could follow up with further research on them. I thought this line would be mostly Ohio-based, but it is turning out to be largely Lancaster-based, with some migrants moving out to Ohio. And most of them I haven't yet transcribed. Haven't reached any major milestones in that work yet, and the hope is that it will be complete by summer, so that when I go visit my uncle, who lives in Troy, Ohio, we will have some fun activities, some fun family history activities planned. In other research news, still no luck obtaining documents from the State Archive of Mykolaiv Oblast. Just to recap my work there, this has been going on for the past several months, but I've been able to request the birth record of Lewis Anflick by emailing the archive with a request that I've translated from English to Ukrainian using ChatGPT. All went well until it came time to pay the invoice, and I've been unable to pay this invoice. No matter what I've tried, I've opened an account at Wells Fargo Bank in the hopes that they'd be able to complete a wire transfer to the archive. When I attempted, that money was returned, and the bank was able to perform a research request on the return of the money to figure out why it was returned, and it was returned primarily because the money was sent using the wrong currency. It was sent in U.S. dollars, and that bank accepts only Ukrainian, let's see if I can pronounce this right, hryvnia. So I googled up Wells Fargo's currency exchanges to see if they could maybe make that conversion for an additional fee. It looks like they don't support converting currency from U.S. dollars to Ukrainian hryvnia. So I may have to try another bank or try another service. International banking, folks, this is a new thing for me. Genealogy is a great hobby. It's an amazing hobby because you pick up all kinds of skills. One day I'm upgrading my web server from Fedora 39 to Fedora 40, and the next day I'm figuring out how to do an international currency exchange. But next month, perhaps, I will have an update on that when I figure out how to get that currency exchanged before it is sent to Ukraine, where hopefully it will be accepted by the bank used by the State Archive of Mykolaiv Oblast. And I'm going to end this month by testing out, I might try to make this a new segment every month, where I go to my WebTrees installation, webtrees.genealogybytim.com, and I read off some facts and figures from this month in family history. If you go to webtrees.genealogybytim.com, you see on this day and upcoming events. And I think maybe I'll pick out some interesting ones and read them. So on this date, April 28th, 1861, 163 years ago, Annie E. Klein, older sister of my grandmother's grandmother, Cora Klein, was born in Lancaster. And on this date, April 28th, 1922, 102 years ago, Henry Klein, brother of David H. Klein, who is my grandmother's great-grandfather, died in Lancaster. And scrolling down to the upcoming information, see, it'll be nice in future months to take a look at this ahead of time and pick out the best ones. Joseph Harrison Polag, first son of Harriet Harrison Polag, died 37 years ago tomorrow, April 29th, 1987. I did a ancestor spotlight on his mother, Harriet, last month. Bertha Staff, my other grandmother's grandmother, who married Henry Balmer, was born on April 29th, 1861, 163 years ago tomorrow. Samuel E. Anflick, cousin of my grandfather, who was a local celebrity in the Greensboro, North Carolina area for his drumming skills, died 17 years ago this coming May 1st. Cora Klein herself, my grandmother's grandmother, died 64 years ago, this coming May 1st, and my grandfather's sister, Maureen Graham, was born 89 years ago, this coming May 1st, May 1st, 1935. She died about 8 years ago, in July of 2016. And I could go further, I think I'll end right there, but in the future I think I may do some more of this, just going to the on this day and upcoming events section of my website, picking off some of the closer and more interesting to me, that is, entries, and reading them off to you, making that a new segment. So that's about it. I'm going to get out of here next month on the podcast. It'll be toward the end of May, and summer will be nigh, and I will have to have plans what I'm going to be doing this summer. You'll hear them next month. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.